Welcome back to the shit show.
Hello and welcome back to our podcast.
How was your week?
My week was good. It's a long weekend, so it was a very short one. How was your week?
My week was great up until, well, how long ago was it? 10 minutes ago. When I,
how do you even describe it?
Yeah. Kate and I, obviously we're recording right now. No shit. And I went to go fetch us coffee, and Kate's coffee comes with normal milk and mine has oat milk, and I was trying to figure out which one was which. So yeah. Kate opened hers to try and see the foam, and I tried to open mine. I mean, how do I make the whole lid?
So the lids are like eco-friendly, made out of like cardboard, and like the middle part of the lid popped through, and Max dipped her fingers into her cup. It was so funny.
It's terrible.
Yeah. That is the only one downside about a lot of the eco-friendly, like, alternatives.
Yeah.
Like, also the paper straws.
Yeah.
At the cafe I work at, whenever I bring the paper straws, people are like, do you not just have normal straws?
I'd rather just not use a straw. When I see a paper straw, I'm like, it's not worth it. You gotta drink really quickly, because it gets, like, floppy.
Mm. Straight into our fave five.
I was leaving you to do a solo this episode.
I have been practicing on SingStar.
I loved SingStar.
Yeah.
I actually still have my mics.
I have a very distinct memory of us doing SingStar at your house, and we were singing Ice Ice Baby.
Love that.
But we didn't know the words and we just were making them up. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember you could... you could sing and like record and you could play back. Yes. I'm pretty sure we play back and it was...
Oh.
Okay, what's your fave find?
Okay, so my fave find this week is actually something that I've used before in the past, but I've just like recently started using it again, and it's the app Headspace. Have you used it?
I haven't used it, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
So I just have the free version. I know you can't upgrade, like it's very limited with the free version, but I think it is quite expensive monthly fees. And I started using it again in the evening because I have like a lot of tests coming up and I was really struggling to sleep. And so what I've been doing is just listening, well, putting on either they have sleep stories, and then they also have a, I think it's called like the sleep stories, it's like a sleep story with some meditation techniques in it. I think it's called like Rainy Day at the Antique Fair or something. And I just listened to that and it's been helping me fall asleep because I was lying awake, like feeling a little bit like anxious for my tests and stuff. And it's really been helping me. So I would highly recommend that. I know that there's also one called Calm.
I was going to say, is Calm the one where like Harry Styles?
Yeah.
And- Talk to you.
I think you might have to also have like the paid for subscription. Okay. My boyfriend does use Calm, but the only thing that I don't like about Calm is the guy that does like just the normal meditations. I think it's an American. I'm not sure if you can change the voice, but I just prefer Headspace. It's a British guy that does it. No shade to Americans or anything, but I just prefer his voice. I think it's more calming.
Yeah. I must download it.
Yeah, you must if you're struggling to sleep.
Yeah.
What is your fave find?
I never, ever have a good fave find. Kate always has a good one. But my fave find is just Zara at the moment. I went to Zara yesterday and they have some really good winter stuff coming through.
Autumn stuff.
Yeah. Really good boots. They've got those... like a thigh high black ones. Yeah. For us short girls, it's not a good option, but if you're tall,
yeah,
it's good. I tried them on and my mom couldn't stop laughing. Like they were literally like, they looked like I was wearing jeans. But that's definitely, yeah, my fave find is just Zara's clothing at the moment.
So our first this or that was red wine versus white wine. What do you think?
I think probably white wine.
So red wine, one.
Really?
But very close. It was 54.
I'm surprised at that just because of like the people who would have interacted are probably similar age to us, and most of the people I know that drink wine are more white wine fans. sense.
Yeah. The next one was Corona beer versus Stella beer.
I feel like Corona.
Corona won, yeah. 83%. Tea versus coffee.
Coffee probably won.
Coffee did win, 64%.
I found that quite difficult to vote. Because I feel like they are difficult to compare. I have coffee and tea for different reasons.
Yeah.
Did you vote coffee?
I voted coffee. Next was smoothie versus juice.
I don't know. I voted juice, I think.
Which do you think won?
Probably smoothie.
Yeah, but so close. 53%.
What did you vote for?
I voted juice, and the reason being because I like my smoothies really, really thick.
Yeah, same, and sometimes you don't get that at...
Like, I don't want to drink a smoothie with a straw. Yeah, I want to drink it with
a spoon.
Yes, I want to eat it with a spoon.
Yeah.
If I go to a place and I order a smoothie and it's like a watery thing, like it's that horrible. Is just not yeah. for me. So I picked juice. Then mojito versus margarita.
I feel like mojito, it's such a good
one. Mojito won by a long shot, 87%.
I love mojitos. Like, I actually need to learn how to make it at home.
Tequila versus vodka.
I chose tequila, but I don't know
why. I also chose tequila, and tequila won 65%.
You know, when I actually transitioned from vodka to tequila was after Plate Rage. Remember, we always bought those. They were like strawberry Smirnoff vodka shots. Do you remember?
At Plate Rage?
Yeah, Plate Rage.
I can't remember.
It was at that, the ninth draw.
Yeah, I don't remember anything else, probably.
But we drank so much vodka, like it was these like strawberry flavored vodka shots, that after that I was like, I cannot do vodka.
Oh my goodness. Then Castle Light versus Black Label.
Obviously Castle Light.
Castle Light, 75%. The last one was a good old G&T versus vodka, lime and water.
That's quite a tough one. I feel like vodka lovers are anti-gin. I chose gin, obviously. I'm not.
I chose vodka, lime, and water. I love vodka, lime, and water. Well, when I did try.
Yeah.
But G&T won 53%. Okay. Also really close.
Yeah, G&T is also very much like a trendy thing to drink at the moment.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when we first started drinking, it was like vodka and some type of a mix. You know what
it's
I mean?
Like vodka and Coke.
Yeah, vodka, Coke. Cool. Remember Dilapa cane and cream soda? Oh, so gross.
And what's that? I was like
the robots.
Yeah, the robot.
And they they didn't even. It's like a drink. I think it's cane. I think they use cane, and then there's a red one, a green one, and an orange one. But they use like so. It's like Fanta. Like that spa letter cream, like red cream soda and then cream soda, but they use off brand. Like they don't use, they use like Pick and Pay.
Pick and Pay branded one.
So gross. Ugh.
That stuff gave me like the worst stomach bug my whole entire life. Yeah. Every single time I drank it.
I don't think it was probably that. It was probably Dilapa actually breathing in the air. I know Dilapa though, they don't like wash the cups. They pick them off the floor and then they like rinse them. They don't like wash them in soap. Max has got goosebumps.
It's me. Sorry.
I remember one of our friends. So for people that don't know Dilapa, it's like a club in Stellenbosch. I don't even think it's
actually closed down.
There's something there. It's like a bar now.
Oh, is it?
The upstairs section is like the place to be. And you queue for like 45 minutes to get upstairs. It was ridiculous.
We used to always go there with our boyfriends, and we didn't mind being downstairs because downstairs like, had like commercial music.
Yeah, so like Tin Roof music.
Yeah, but upstairs had...
It's like techno. Yeah,
and our boyfriends always wanted to go up, and we would be so annoyed because we had to sit in the queue for like 40 minutes.
But
and there was no bathroom upstairs.
Yes, exactly. So once you get upstairs, unless you bribe the bouncers, but often you'll bribe the bouncer upstairs and then the one downstairs doesn't get the message... So you can't, you have to, like, the boys all pee upstairs. It's disgusting. So, and also people spill drinks. And the one day I remember going there with one of our friends, actually, who'd come up from Cape Town. And it actually smelled like human shit. It was disgusting. And she dropped her phone in, like, 2 centimeters of liquid, which is urine and drinks. 100%. And sweat, like condensation from the sweat.
And actually, like, I mean, she should have just left it there. Like, I don't think I would have taken my phone.
We have so many horror stories from Dalapa that we have to tell.
Yeah.
So many.
People fucking getting thrown down the stairs.
Should we just say it? Tell them. Dalapa, yeah. We've been in there before where my boyfriend cracked his head open.
Oh,
remember?
Yes.
On the speaker. He was trying to say hello to someone and he came up and cracked his head.
Yeah. Oh, and the Uber driver didn't want to take us to the hospital. And yeah.
That we've had people fall. Oh, my boyfriend also fell on the stairs. I also fell on the stairs.
Yeah.
It's painful and embarrassing because everyone who's waiting to go upstairs just watches you.
I'm trying to think, like,
I remember bribing, I think it was with you and your
boyfriend.
Where
we bribed upstairs.
We bribed, like, 200 rand or something ridiculous like that just
to go
to the bathroom.
Have a wee. So you can bribe the upstairs, a bouncer downstairs that regulates the queue going upstairs, and then one upstairs, just basically to throw people down the stairs if you're not behaving. Like, I'm not even joking. We bribed the upstairs one and we went to the loo, came back, and the downstairs one was not having it, I remember. But some girls were kind of like creepy, like they like had like they would like make friends with the bouncers and like kiss them on the cheek to get upstairs, like kind of not great.
I remember trying to do that.
I actually think I remember you trying to kiss the guy on the cheek. I was like,
because
what the fuck?
I just needed the bathroom so badly.
Yeah.
And it was, if you went, I remember Wednesday nights.
Oh yeah, Wednesday is the night you go out and stay in the bar.
Was like the big night, and we, like, you might think we're joking, but like 45 minutes was actually probably quite a good way to get upstairs.
And that was also, so you queue to get into Dalapa and then you queue again to get upstairs.
Yeah.
So you could stand in a queue for like an hour and a half just to have like a night out in Dalapa.
And on those big nights, on like Wednesdays.
Pre-COVID, obviously.
Yeah. You could queue downstairs to get upstairs for about an hour with like people squishing you, like you
like
were dying.
It's one of those, it's like a mosh pit.
It's like a mosh pit. I remember getting like thrown around in that bottom section.
It's a mosh pit.
And like my ribs were like crushing me. And literally by the time you got to the front, you'd be like, fuck, I need to pee.
Yeah. Like by the time you're going upstairs, you need to wee so bad. I know that some girls have even popped a squat in Dalapa.
And I can imagine. I also like remember 99.999% of all of my boyfriend and our fights
in Dalapa
went to Dalapa because I was upset that I had to wait 45 minutes.
You get so
like there was some like really hectic things where we'd like be upstairs and then he'd leave
and then you'd get lost and you don't want to go downstairs.
Or I'd say to him like, please, will you come downstairs? And he'd be like, no. And he'd make me wait in, like, the 45-minute queue by myself.
Yeah.
By the time I got upstairs, he'd say, like, okay, we're going now. And I'd be like, you have to be joking. And then I'd have a huge fight. Like, all of our fights were probably because of Dalapa.
Yeah, I remember that.
All
like,
of them.
We'd have waited for, like, 45 minutes to get upstairs. And they're like, no, come, we're over this. And then they want to leave and we're, like, still bopping.
Yeah, I'd be like, you must be joking if you think I'm leaving now.
In
like,
my slice, go and have a pizza whilst you're not speaking to your boyfriend. Yeah, Dalapa.
And I remember the amount of, like, tantrums I'd have, like, in the upstairs of Dalapa. Yeah. And be like, well, I'm going to Tin Roof, so get, like, back. And then walk to Tin Roof and wait in a 45-minute queue to get to Tin Roof.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, in O Week, during the queues to Tin Roof, oh my word. And then you try and like skip them and the bouncers like literally physically abuse you, kick you out. No, I know that the some of the bouncers in Dalapa's have, I mean, in Dalapa, the one guy I think broke someone's jaw. And
yeah, they actually
was a lawsuit.
Have serious issues.
Yeah, no, it's actually, it's not
well,
a laughing
matter. Well, the one
matter.
Bouncer, he was like 6 foot something, huge guy. And the time that my boyfriend fell down the stairs, noting that they're very, very steep stairs.
Yeah, and narrow.
And they were really slippery because people
pissed or drank
or vomit or whatever the case was.
Condensation.
And he was trying to make friends with the bouncer upstairs. So they were talking like the whole night. And while we were leaving, he had like a little bit of his drink left because you couldn't leave holding a drink.
Oh,
you had to, you always had to finish it. So he like handed his drink to the bouncer, like gave him a little like pat on the back and was like, thanks, like trying to like be buddies. Yeah. And the balancer was just being sweet and he gave him like a pat on the back, but obviously the balancer was huge. So as he patted him, he basically like pushed my boyfriend and he just went all the way downstairs. And I wasn't with them. I was probably having a tantrum at Tin Roof. And I remember like getting this phone call. And he basically sounded like he was like crying. And he was like, I think I've broken my arm. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, I'm at the bottom of the Dalapa stairs. And I think I've broken my arm.
I will never forget that girl that fell down. We were together. We were queuing. And she didn't fly. So some people will go from the top floor to the bottom floor without touching a step.
She didn't have a spine.
But she, you know those like flappy blob things that they have outside car dealerships? Like she was one of those. And she hit every single step.
Remember like, she, because it went, the stairs went all the way down. Like there was probably like 12, 15 stairs. And then there was like a sharp corner and then like two.
And then like a couple.
I didn't remember. She hit each step and then she hit the wall. And then she just like flopped and everyone was like, whole club was like, this girl's dead.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like hovering around and then next minute she just shot up and she started walking outside and I was like,
the pain she must have felt the next day.
I would put a large portion of my money on the fact that she was probably concussed.
Oh yeah,
she 100%. Hit that wall.
Mm.
Remember, she landed with her neck like on the ground, and her body
it was not okay.
What is your worst drunk moment? Your most dangerous?
Dangerous or worst?
Like dangerous, like the moment that you should have really been more injured than you were. Because you know what people often say, like when you're drunk, you don't feel things. What was your worst drunk moment?
There was two nights, the one you were there when it was at the one party and I tripped over the tent pole. I flew, but you know what was so funny?
That was really bad, actually. That was one of those moments where you want to laugh, but you're
I was in pain.
You're like, I know that she's sore.
But what was funny was I literally flew and Max was laughing so hard that she fell to the ground as well. And I got up super quickly. And then throughout the night, everyone kept asking me if Max was okay because they thought it was Max that had fallen. But it was actually me.
Took one for the team.
Yeah. And then there was another night where I just remember I had so many bruises because I was just so sorry, Mom, if you're listening. But this was actually when I was quite young, I think. Like 16. I was just so pissed. I was just falling all over the place. I remember the next day I had bruises everywhere. But I haven't had, I don't think, really, really bad.
I haven't had a bad
injuries. Have you had one?
I've had one. I don't condone it. It was at the varsity rugby.
I remember that night.
We went to the rugby. I don't know if they're doing it now with COVID, how it works.
No, they haven't been doing it.
So, we were at Stellenbosch and we go to the varsity game. So, every second Monday or something like that.
Yeah.
And they only had, I think it's called Flying Fish.
It was Flying Fish and Brutal Fruits.
Yeah.
Because the rugby sponsored by them.
And anyone who knows or has been to the rugby or seen, it's chaotic. There's so many people.
So many people.
And we would like go and queue also for like 45 minutes, get our drinks, and then you didn't want to go back to the bar. So you would load up on as many drinks as basically you could hold, like whether that was like 2, 3, 4. Especially, thankfully, we had boyfriends, so we would just like pack mule in with like alcohol.
But also you pre-drink before you go, obviously.
Yes, of course. We play drink. Yeah, we'll explain that in another episode. But we would we got a whole lot of drinks. I think it was the night that all three of us were there with our other friend and we took pictures and everything. I don't know if it was that night or for me, it had been another night that I was with. I can't remember which one. Either way, I was just drinking aggressively.
And you fall down the hill.
And I fell down the hill and I hit an electric fence.
I remember that.
I
think I was laughing, but...
And I may have been shocked a little bit and I may... It may have affected me still to this day.
I can tell.
It sobered me up very quickly, but it was extremely sore.
Wait, I don't think I saw you hit an electric fence. I saw you fall down the hill. Maybe you fell down the hill multiple times that night.
Yeah. No, I think it may have been the other time that I was there.
Oh, okay.
The fall was very painful. Also, like I say, there's like hundreds of thousands of people, so everyone was looking at me.
Yeah, oh.
And then I hit the electric fence, and there was a slight, like, zzz, and like some sparks.
There's multiple dangers at the rugby, because also they do this thing where it's a Mexican wave where everyone throws their plastic cups in the air. So the Mexican wave it's very like people just litter everywhere. And if you're not ready, like people get dunked on the head with cups. Like it's dangerous. You need to take cover when the cups get thrown.
That's also like that game that people used to play when they took the cups and they squished on your head.
Yeah, I never got that.
I remember that.
I think you've done it to a couple of people. I've definitely seen you when you're drunk.
I have. And I'm very sorry if I've ever done it because it's also very dangerous because they're plastic cups. But
they can cut you.
Yeah. People have got really hurt by them. So I'm really sorry if I've ever done that.
Yeah.
That. And then the only other time that I've had like a really bad incident was a few times when I have drunk, I've done a bit of parkour.
Oh, some bush dives.
Yeah. Jumping over cars. Jumping over benches.
Yeah.
Just things that I just wouldn't condone to anyone.
I actually have quite a funny story. And it's got to do with alcohol, because alcohol induced it. We went to one of our friends' 21st, and it was actually, Max and I had a really good bonding experience that night because she helped me TC for the first time. So I was pretty drunk.
It was such a special moment. I hold dear to my heart.
Yeah. We've actually got a hilarious photo of Max got her shirt hooked on like a cupboard door, and we were so drunk. It's a photo of I'm lying in Max's lap. We'll post it on our story maybe. I'm lying on Max's lap, and I look like an elf because my ear's like sticking out. Max is like hanging from the cupboard door. But basically when I got home, I wasn't that drunk that I couldn't, like, I took off my makeup and stuff, and I remember thinking like, I'm so drunk, I need to drink a lot of water. So I drank 2 pump bottles of water before I went to bed. And apparently alcohol induces sleepwalking. So the next morning, my mom goes to me, she's like, Kate, how drunk were you last night? I was like, I was drunk, but like not that bad. Why? She says she woke up to the sound of water running. And I was like, that's strange. She followed the sound, walked into her dressing room, and found me popping a squat, taking a wee on her dressing room floor. And yeah, it was a very embarrassing moment. And I actually remember waking up that morning and thinking, why do I not have any pants on? I must have taken them off in the night.
I'm so lucky I've never done that.
But you know what was bad is it was just before December, and my boyfriend and I were going to St. Francis and staying in a B&B that year. And then I was in St. Francis, everyone was like, Billy's Beach, you're drinking every night. So I was so scared it was going to happen again that I would get my boyfriend to hide the key to the door for our B&B after we'd gone out, because I was scared I was going to do it again and go and like take a wee in the bloody like B&B foyer or something.
That's so bad.
Yeah, but I think it runs in the family because my dad often will wake up and like he's peeing in the bin in the bathroom instead of in the toilet. So
I'm so yeah. No, I've never done that. So I'm actually quite good.
So TikTok times this week, there has been a lot of drama between Mads Lewis, Nessa Barrett, Jaden, and Mads were dating. But now they've broken up, and Mads is accusing Nessa of being the reason behind the breakup. And Mads and Nessa used to be besties.
Did you see the TikTok?
Yeah, but did she make it and delete it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't see her posting it. I only saw other people.
I also saw other people. Yeah. But she did post it and she did delete it.
She posted one of those TikToks where... Am I going to have to sing again?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, it's a song that's basically saying, like... I had you, but then this person took you away.
It's a trend at the moment.
Yeah, it's a trend. And like a lot of people have been making a joke out of it, and like, and you show pictures of you and your boyfriend, and then like if you get a puppy, then the puppy stole him or whatever. But then some people are just choosing violence and exposing like so many
cheaters,
people.
Yeah.
It's savage. So she made one of these and now it's like this whole thing.
What do you think?
I feel like I don't know enough about it to comment, but I think it's a bit weird considering Nessa has a boyfriend.
Yeah, I also think it's, I know she posted a thing explaining why she put it online, but I, once again, like, I just think it's one of those things where you have a platform like that, like, I'm talking about Mads now.
Yeah.
Like, I know she's probably, if things are true, she's angry or she's dealing with things, but maybe don't put it online because you know that it's going to get so many more people involved.
Yeah,
like it's a personal
thing.
Though,
I think didn't when her and Jaden broke up beforehand, she was like crying online, and it's just like take a book out of, I mean, a page out of Bryson Addison's.
Yeah,
like,
I think especially in those situations, their fan bases are intense.
Yeah,
and you know that when you're going at someone online like that, your fans or followers or whatever, supporters, whatever you like to call them, are gonna attack the opposite side. And I think that where that cancel culture, and I just think in terms of like people's mental health, that's something to really consider, because you've got like a couple million people gonna now be sending this other girl like death threats or just like really horrible negative comments. So I think when it's a personal thing like that, I'd rather just keep it offline.
And I also think it's a bit strange because Nessa has a boyfriend, but surely he, because he's done now his podcast.
Yeah.
And he seemed quite shocked and confused. But surely if it was very obvious that Nessa and Jaden were kerfuffling or even just had feelings for each other behind the scenes, Nessa's boyfriend would also have been aware of it.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, we can't really comment because we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but it still just doesn't make that much sense if Nessa's boyfriend is completely oblivious.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Anything else on TikTok?
I feel like I saw something the other day and I was like, oh, we need to speak about this, but
818?
Who's 818?
Kendall Jenner's
tequila. Hailey Bieber, who's in my bathroom.
Yeah. Could we be in a bathroom?
I watched that video and it was so cute.
So, where's our invite?
I know. Shall we film? That could be our first YouTube video.
In our bathroom.
Yeah.
100%.
In the bathroom.
They take tequila shots like absolute champions.
Yeah. They took so many as well.
I've watched the video as well as the Kylie and Kendall Get Ready With Me.
Yeah. They like, must drink a lot.
Do they... I need to taste this tequila. Does it just taste really good? Do they cut out the... I mean, because...
They're, like, cringing parts but afterwards.
They film, like, them swallowing, like, afterwards. So I just don't know how they take tequila like that.
And they were drinking it, like, what's it called?
Like, on the rocks.
Yeah, they were drinking it just, like, on the rocks. It's probably because it's good quality and their palate has adjusted to, like...
But, I mean, still, like, wow.
We do have some other firsts that we are going to have to discuss.
Yes. Involving the devil's lettuce.
Left-handed cigarette. We will be discussing those.
Yeah.
In a future episode.
Yeah.
Once Kate's mom stops listening.
No, I've told her that story already. So make sure to subscribe and so you don't miss those episodes.
And next week.
Yes.
We have our first ever guest.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Special guest.
I gave away his pronoun. But he was on Love Island South Africa. So any Love Island related questions?
Yes. Send in.
Yeah. So stay tuned to that.
Stay tuned.
For that, because that's going to be really exciting. It's not our first and only guest. We will have more guests.
Yes.
But he's the start.
Yeah.
What's that song? The High School Musical
start? It's the start. of something new.
Cut the camera.
Okay, thank you for listening. Do all the usual things. Follow our Instagram.
Subscribe. Leave us a review.
Dial our hotline for more exclusive content. Get unreadywithme.com.
Aren't we done? .co.za.
Have a wonderful week. Good evening. Good. What is it?
And if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. See ya.